Blog Talk Radio.
It feels so good to make it this far. And I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit, and I said, surely this is it. But I held on. And I've watched as so-called friends turned and walked away. And it hurt so much I didn't have words to say. But even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen, and all the moments I know, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you for my life. And I've watched you take my family from there to here. And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus. And the moments I thought I'd fail, I was reminded of your nails. So I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen. I could have been one of the ones who lost my way. And there were times, Lord, I know I almost went crazy. Oh, but I'm still here, oh, with my life. So thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for my life. It may not be all that I'd hoped for, and every dream has not yet been realized. But to see your face one day, God, it's all gonna be worth it. Yeah, yeah, Lord. So I thank you for, thank you for every mountain, every valley, God, everything that you brought me through. Thank you for, time to say thank you, Jesus, for my life. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for my life.
met me deep in my despair to show me you would never leave me there. You claimed me 'cause I was made for so much more. I am your child and I'm worth fighting for. Oh, heavy with the weight of my mistakes, you carried me and refused to let me sink under the pressure you meant for me to soar. I am your child and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard all you have planned for me, and nothing can separate me from your love. When there's so much more still worth fighting for. Now I'm moving by faith and not by sight towards victory. By the power of your might, you're straightening out my path, closing every door. I am your child and I'm worth fighting for.
Nothing can separate me from your love.
When there's so much more,
yes, still worth fighting for.
Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard. The calling on my life is worth fighting for, and I'll keep my mind stayed on you, Jesus, because the peace it brings is worth fighting for. And I'll be faithful to my wife and children, because my family is worth fighting for. Know this world, it's not my home, but your kingdom here is worth fighting for. I got a mansion over in glory, and my new home is worth fighting for. Till I see it, I'll shout out hallelujah here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y'all help me say that. Say it one more time for me. Is heaven for you?
Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, all you have planned for me. There is so much more still worth fighting
for. Victory is mine, victory is mine, victory today is mine.
I don't say. Great is your mercy towards me, your loving kindness towards me. Your tender mercy I see day after day. Forever faithful towards me, and you're always providing for me. Great is your mercy towards me. Great is your grace. Help me say, help me say.
Great is your mercy towards me. Your loving kindness towards me. Your tender mercy.
Day after day.
toward me. Your loving kindness toward me. Your tender mercy I see. Day after day, forever faithful toward me. You're always providing for me. Great is your mercy toward me. Great is your grace.
Great is your mercy toward me. Your loving kindness toward me.
Good evening, everybody. Alonzo, are you there? Alonzo.
I'm here. Mic check. Oh, one, two,
unmute your mic.
Yeah,
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
man. Good evening. Good evening.
All right. You're opening tonight, my brother. The mic
okay, well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening. Welcome to the Epiphany for the Real Entertainment Network with tonight's host. We have Paul Sampson, yours truly, and also me, Alonzo Lewis, on a profanity-free praise and prayer platform. If you got a piece, call in tonight. Number here is 319-527-6300. Before we go on, I'd like to give a major shout-out to Raw Links, and author Larry Maddox as a CEO for sponsoring the show.
I know that's right. Yeah, y'all need to check out that Raw Links, though. I got several pieces. Get compliments.
Oh, man, so do I.
You didn't got on the bandwagon, too, huh?
You got to.
I know that's right. I know that's right. So how you doing tonight?
I'm good. How you doing tonight?
Yeah, man, look, I am refreshed. I can't believe I didn't get out of bed at 6 p.m. today. I don't remember when the last time I was.
That's what I call the day of rest right there.
Absolutely. Nothing but.
Okay.
So what's going on tonight? What are we doing tonight?
Well, you know, tonight being that it's an open mic, we're just gonna sit back and we're gonna let the callers call in and we're gonna let them read their pieces. In the meantime, between time, you know, I've been having an interesting thought, you know, since it being today being Sunday, and we're having a little bit of church across the ways. You know, past week I just been sitting there kind of, and it's a little something small, but it became something big to me for some reason. I was sitting there wondering why, you know, most people pray hard over their food, yet they don't pray as hard over their water and drinks.
Why do you think that is? Interesting.
I don't, you know, I want to say due to the way we was trained or brought up or, you know, things of the sort, the lack of knowledge, an understanding of how important, you know, liquids is compared to the food. I don't know. There's so many reasons. Like I said, it was something small, and I just noticed everywhere I was going, people would pray harder over their food, you know, bow their heads, close their eyes, get real serious over their food. I mean, yeah, that includes their drinks, but, you know, in life, sometimes you just get thirsty. And you don't really bow and pray as hard over your water as you do over the food. That's all I'm saying.
You know, with that being brought forward, I don't know any scriptural references to that, but I do know that they hold equal importance. So maybe you're onto something there, bro. Because it's all sustenance, and we need to all pray for our. Number one, to show gratitude for him providing for us. And especially in today's society when we really don't know what we're eating or drinking, we just need to pray for ourselves as we consume our sustenance, whether it be solid foods or liquids.
Yeah.
But you're right. We pray over the food, but we don't pay any attention. And Christ did come to us as the living water and the bread of life. So, you might be on to something there, my brother. I'm going to have to look into that. That's very interesting. Very interesting.
Amen. But before we get any further into the game and into the situation and any deeper, as always, we gotta start the show off with a prayer. I don't know if you want to start it off or if you would like for me to lead into it.
Well, you have the reins this evening, my brother, so I'm following your lead.
All right. Well, may we bow our heads and draw our minds in. Father, once again, thank you for another blessed day. It seems like the time is going by so fast. It seems like we just had this same conversation yesterday. But thank you for another blessed day. Thank you for the family that we have growing. Thank you for the platform. Thank you for the voices. Thank you for the intellects, the knowledge, the love, the mercy. Thank you for the time we share with one another, the church. May we grow in your name as one. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Very, very good. I feel better now. I would feel better after a moment with you.
Yes, sir.
You need your choices. Just sitting there still. I was in my little zone there.
Well, it's okay. Yeah, I feel. Yeah. I think you're a little distant from the mic. I think you might want to bump up a little more.
Can you hear me any better? Can you hear me any better now?
A little clear right there. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm trying to get away from my phone and use a Bluetooth thing. And you know I'm not the best at this stuff, so I'm glad you gave me some instructions.
You're doing a good job thus far.
Oh, you know what? If you don't mind, could I kind of jump in there and send up another prayer?
Oh, you're more than welcome. Please.
If you don't mind rejoining us at the throne. Father God, I just want to come before your throne right now to hold up one of our family members, Father God. Danielle, Father, she's under the weather. She's been under the weather for a few days now, Father God. We just ask that you would heal her, that you would give her what she needs to come through this, Father God, to walk with her through this, to comfort her in her pain and her anxiety, Father God, just touch and be with her. And we know that you are the only one that is able to do this. We bring this to your throne, Father God, and we thank you in advance for what it is you're about to do and what it is you're already doing with her, Father. Love you, and as we continue to praise your name, it is in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen. Yeah.
Well, sir,
my buddy been sick as a dog the last few days.
Oh, wow.
There's something going around. There's something going around.
Yeah,
a lot of people know what people say.
Speedy recovery. You know what I mean? I believe that. I believe that. I got a strong immune system, and I too been feeling a little, you know, like under the weather or a little bit of weakness. Something unusual.
Same here. I don't know if it's the crazy weather we're having or what. But you never know these days with all the talk about variances and mutations of this and all of that. You don't know anymore. So we got to keep ourselves prayed up. Because at the end of the day, no matter what man is creating, make us sick, the Creator can bring us through all of this. We need to really, really stay on point.
Just wanted to say thank you again. I wanted to thank my brother's band and Mr. Larry for this platform, for this opportunity, for all of us to get our voices heard. And once again, I want to welcome everybody that's out there, ladies and gentlemen, to the Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network radio show. Tonight we're having an open mic. And if you just now tuning in, open mic, if you got a piece, want to jump in and get your piece heard, call in. The number here is 319-527-6300. Don't forget to push that one. That way we know that you want to be heard. And with that being said, fall.
Yes.
And we have a familiar thing about this bus. And,
Ruh-roh, did I create a monster? I know Van is laughing. Poetic feedback, huh?
The irony in the game. So
you pick up really quick, my brother.
I mean, look, the bus only come with one steering wheel. It might have four wheels, but it come with one steering wheel. Somebody got to have control. That's all I'm saying. Somebody got to take control.
Okay. I feel you. So with that being said, I guess that I have to start things off. Would I be assuming correctly with that?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I have a piece I've done before. But anytime I go in a car and go anywhere, I see evidence of this. So many friends, personal friends, are being affected by this that I just felt like going this route again tonight. The piece is called Invisible Masses.
Mike Short.
Hello? Thank you. Hello? Can you see me? Does anybody see me? I feel transparent. Invisible as if I were a ghost. An invisible entity trapped between the worlds of the living and the dead. Unseen and ignored by humanity. Over. Over again. I can feel myself. Sometimes smell myself, and I vaguely remember that I was once able to feel joy. But mostly, I feel sadness, loneliness, abandonment, neglect, shame, and pain. I can no longer pinpoint how all this came to be. I just know that I'm in between worlds where no one sees or cares about me. Trapped in this land of the world against me, prisoner of hunger, tears, hopelessness, poverty. Don't think for a moment this was by my own design. I didn't wake up and say, I want to exist like this. Jobs lost, evictions, convictions, addictions, and restrictions have all played a part in me ending up existing in a world that has no heart. If I try hard enough, I can sometimes, my father just disappeared. I'm sorry. If I try hard enough, I can sometimes catch glimpses of my former life, one where I laughed, dined, and danced, and took simple pleasures for granted. Things like sleeping in a bed, going to the fridge and grabbing a snack, or simply greeting someone who would actually greet me back. But alas, those are just fleeting memories of a life once lived. Now, I'm a vaporous, invisible being with no place to call home. So aimlessly through the streets and parks and back alleys I roam. I am so much more of than this soiled shell of a man. I once had a job, a roof over my head, a family to love. Then my world came to an end, and here I am, aimlessly roaming, begging and freezing without coat, scarf, or glove. This is far from where I want to be, but I see no way out. I am trapped in an existence of poverty and homelessness in what claims to be the wealthiest country in the world. And yet millions are invisible like me, trapped in no one's care. Where within my desolation I am viewed with disdain and scorn. For what I wouldn't give a decent meal and a bath and a good night's sleep. To be able to regularly brush my teeth and without disgust, look into a mirror and comb my washed hair. Instead of trying to clean up and being met by unkind words or that you are pathetic stare. Well, I suppose all that is too much to ask, but no one cares. I see hundreds walk past me each and every day. They're afraid to give eye contact or, God forbid, just greet me or acknowledge me. Then they have absolutely nothing to say. I've almost forgotten I'm actually a real human being since so many have passed without caring or taking notice. I no longer care what is to become of me. Perhaps in death I will finally be free, and maybe then someone will see. Doesn't anyone see that there are many like me who, through no fault of our own, are prisoners of homelessness and poverty? Most of us are not the drug addicts you soothe your conscience by labeling us. We are merely victims of economic misfortune, not seeping sores oozing with pus. We are you, and how the blessings you're currently receiving. We are fellow humans with feelings and dreams. We're not all addicts or con artists with the gifts of gab and habits or schemes. Merely down on our luck, in need of a hand. But we are the invisible and without help in the mightiest of plans. We are the homeless, the invisible you see every day. God bless you all, and maybe one day, the blessing is here. Hello? Can you see me? Is anyone see me? Oh.
Well, sir, I was going to ask you again, you know, my famous question. But I think I'm going to leave that for last. My, you said this piece makes you feel calm. It soothes you. How did you come about with this piece? Like, as far as, it sounds like you're your third person floating. Receiving, going through time.
It's funny you said that. There's a portion of Philadelphia called Kansas, and at KNA is one of the L stops for the subway, and it's stopping ground for a lot of addicts. And a lot of other homeless people that are down on the luck, and they stay there. And I go past there every day to catch them. And this is going back to years ago when I was living. I would go past every day. And, you know, I would talk with them sometimes or, you know, give them a dollar if I had it or whatever, you know, in my rush, in my hustle and bustle. And one day I was in a bad frame of mind, I guess. And I was a little hurt with the person that had approached me. And I went on about my business, and I sat on the L, and I just felt God telling me to pull out my tablet, and I did. When I got to my stop, this is what I had written. It was convicting me on how I perceive that person and how they must feel every day. It's not just me, you know, being a little short with them. Some people being more nasty, some people just walking past, not even seeing them. And I guess I was put into a position where I could feel that. But when I got to my stop, this is what was written. And it kind of reminded me that they are still human beings. It reminded me of something my mother told me when I was young, that we were all one paycheck away from being homeless. And I've been in situations where I was sleeping in my car, so I understand that now.
Thank you for that piece. That is very, very powerful piece. Like, I really like this platform because, again, we don't get to see each other's face. But it's like you just hear each other's words, and you have to take each other's words verbatim. And it's, thank you, the energy that piece gave off is just, yeah. sure the audience, the people in the, in, out there would agree with me.
Well, you know, I cheat. I say it every Sunday. I get help from my daddy. Sometimes painfully so, especially when he convicts me, but I ain't mad at him. Because when he convicts me, it only is so much better.
Well, what thank you for that piece, sir.
Okay. How did it feel to get to throw me into the bus?
How's it feel? Say it again. How's it feel to get the what?
Get to throw me under the bus. This is a, one of those heck moments, I suppose.
The reflecting Black Mirror. No, but
you know
I don't see this throwing under the bus because it's really like you're a stepping stone for this platform as far as like when people come in, you're that guy like to welcome them to the platform, and there's people that's been on this platform for 6, 8, 10 years plus, you know what I mean, like and you're a family bond with them, so when you read your poems, it just, you know what I mean, it's a pleasure because it opens the door for somebody like me who's brand new to the platform to warm up, to, you know, get used to something. Try to adapt to something.
And I got to get used to two voices. excuse me, a new voice, I should say. There's been two voices for quite some time, but a new voice. With new ideas, thoughts, okay. Ever evolving. God willing, ever improving. Ever touching.
Okay.
One thing for sure, we're going to be here.
So true.
You have to excuse me. I'm trying to keep my dog quiet. My little puppy. She's been quiet all day. Now she's going to start playing. So stop. I seem a little distracted
spread
for a moment. That's why I'm trying to silently silence her or get her off of it.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, once again, this is Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight's open mic with your host, Paul Sampson, and I, Alonzo Lewis, on a profanity-free praise and prayer platform. If you got a piece, call in. The number here is 319-527-6300. Hey, Brother Paul, how about we take a break and go pay some bills real quick. When we get back, we see who's online and see what we got going on for tonight.
All right, sounds like a plan for me.
Sounds like
what
a plan.
What you got planned for us?
Let's go pay some bills, and when we come back, we're gonna go to these lines, and we're gonna see what we got, what people got on their hearts, on their minds. If you're just now tuning in, welcome again. This is Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network, open mic. Earlier we was talking, we really didn't have no topic, but I brought up why people pray so hard over food compared to their drinks, and. If you feel some type of way you want to call in and talk about it, go ahead and give us a call. But in the meantime, between time, we'll be back. Check out this tune, and we'll get to you.
Sounds good to me.
Against the wall. worshiping all night tonight. So I hope you're comfortable. Come on, let me hear you. Let me hear you. You make me happy. You make me whole. You take the pain away. I'm so in love with you. You make me happy. You make me whole. You take the pain away. I'm so in love with you. Come on, say that with us. You make me happy. Come on, say you make me whole. That's it. Say you take the pain away. Now tell them I'm so in love with you. Let's do it again. Say you make me happy.
Thank you.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. Your host, Paul Sampson, and your boy, Bonzo. Welcome back.
Yes, sir. And guess what? I'm even unmuted.
On time. I like that.
Yo, picture that.
I need to get on game too, so I'm not too far behind. I need to get on this thing too.
Hey, we're going to take the victories when we get them. We both doing good right now.
Okay.
Right now.
Hey.
That's how we focusing
on. All right, so are you ready for the next piece, the next segment?
Yes, sir. I'm anxious to see what's going to happen from here.
Me too. Looks like we have a Mr. Automatic Charismatic online, and just want to see if
how y'all doing.
Excellent.
What's
sir.
Going
How you
on
doing?
There, Automatic? Everything's going good. Everything's just working.
Huh? You on the road again?
On the road again. Can't wait to get back on the road again. Willie Nelson.
I ain't mad at you. I'm kind of envious of that life, though, to just be on the road.
Oh, so I see you got a new freestylist on the line.
Oh, yeah. Get at him there, Automatic. Talk to that brother.
Okay.
Alonzo, this brother got something he want to say to you.
Oh, yeah. I got the anointing of freestyling. You know, God's like MC Hammer. He said, can't touch this. Can't touch that anointing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I want to see what you got for us. What you got going on for us tonight, sir?
Okay, I got, I'm a freestyle.
Oh, you good, Alonzo.
I tell you what. Y'all give me the title.
Give you the title?
Oh. What comes to your mind?
Follow where I lead.
Nice. I like that.
All right. This is the time that I pray my words be like on display. You see, when these challenges come, there as my soul will lay. If you can ever see where my life has been, then you will know where my life has begun. Follow where I lead, proceed, right in my reflection down to my direction. I have been to many places. I have been into many storms. But my performance should not be of the weak. I became strong, but where I've been and where I'm at now, you will see my life in the present. I praise God. I give it all and I stand tall. Will you follow with me? Will you follow the lead? Because God has something for all of us. Follow my lead. I feel the God in the presence of him. I feel the love and the situations don't seem kind of bad when you have just that faith of a mustard seed. Let me go deep, deep into the soul that I became whole because blessings is like a part of my goal from God, the truth. I had to regroup. You see, I was in a shelter and God just elevated and took me to another place. I have a smile on my face. Where am I leading to? God, I'm asking, and I'm looking for the mirror to be clear. I'm trying to see my reflection and what is my focus. I can't be hopeless. There's no time for that. Wherever you want me to go, wherever you need me to flow, for this world was so indeed with love. Follow my lead. This automatic charismatic local entity gets in the Marlin. I've been dry.
Okay.
Man, I wish we had that automatic hand clap, because that was fire. That was fire.
Y'all take it to another level, though. Yeah, yeah. The anointing is in this building. I'm prophesying.
You brought that.
The freestyling up in here. You know, Alonzo, divine inspiration inspires me. That name, inspiration of freestyling. He got the divine of freestyling. Oh, yes. Yes. You know that song, You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. Oh, baby, you ain't seen nothing yet. Nah, you ain't seen nothing yet. You think I'm blessed.
I wasn't the only one. I know there was others in the audience that was sitting there trying to freestyle, trying to keep up. While you was going, I'm in my head trying to like, oh, man, there's like, I'm trying to keep up.
Divine inspiration is like the Kirk Franklin of freestyling.
You know today's Sunday. We ain't today of all days. We ain't supposed to be telling no stories.
Oh no!
As Mr. Trump had used before, what was that? An alternate truth.
All right. Yeah, that's an inspiration.
I heard my brother Alonzo freestyle one time. You missed it when Alonzo
hey, Alonzo, he putting you under the bus.
Okay.
Are you on the bus or under the bus?
I'm playing leapfrog right now. I'm trying to.
Oh, no.
Man. It's a rainy day, too.
Oh, you must be asking the Lord, please, Lord, guide me from that.
Okay. No, because you rightfully own that title and that image, and I'm glad that you came through.
Thank you.
You did your thing, and I wish, well, if you have another piece, it'd be nice to hear you again come through.
Okay, are y'all going to have a speed round, or?
Speed round?
He might just
the
do
speed
that.
We might have a collage.
You know, I'm requesting that the Divine Inspiration does one of his best freestyles. You know, that's inspiration. You know, inspiration can't get away with it. Anytime you got the name Inspiration, you got inspired. It's your job.
Okay.
You can't get away with now because you got the divine inspiration. You are divine.
Right.
Yeah, you can't get away
with
that.
Hey, Alonzo.
Paul says,
I'm about to steal the
reins
from you and leave somebody's mic. This ain't that silver.
Yes, sir. No, I pass out in church. I'm passing out in church.
Slain in the spirit.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm in the spirit. I'm passing out in the spirit.
Okay. Well, on that tip, we're going to see what where the spirit leads, and that's what we're going to do. Okay? How about that? We'll
all
see
right.
where the spirit leads us, and we'll see what happens.
Okay.
But you
so
be
Mr.
safe
Karras,
on those roadways and highways and byways, brother. You know.
Yes, sir.
Because we need to hear from you next week also.
Exactly, exactly. And in the meantime, between time, I'm going to go ahead and put you in the poetry lounge and let you kick it with the rest of the group and hear the rest of the show for the night.
Automatic.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
All right, my brother.
I'm sorry, I passed out. The by inspiration, you know, just getting ready for his freestyle had me passing out in the spirit.
Say hello to those folks over in the praise lounge for us. You know, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
And God bless you, automatic. Ooh, that man is something else. But yeah, you're good. You're good, Alonzo. I just want you to know that.
Ooh.
That's all I'm gonna say on that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Slippery went wet.
Oh man. I know that's right.
So yes.
You gotta keep calling, Smith. Hey y'all, how y'all doing? Those out there listening. If you wanna join into the conversation or the revelry. Push one so we know you want to come on in. If not, just hang on out with us and see what comes next.
Yes, definitely. I kind of want to see what somebody else thinks. Am I the only one that sees that is praying hard over the food? You know?
Anybody want to chime in on that?
I want to see what... Yeah, I mean, if you want to chime in, don't be scared. Don't be scared. Pick up the phone. Give it. All you got to do is dial 319-527-6300.
And push one.
Don't forget to push one. Don't be scared.
You know, I'm going to think about that thing up, that topic up. That thought process. My mind has been going there a lot of different angles for that. You know, I'm sitting, and it's funny because I'm sitting there looking at a glass of some soda I got from Taco Bell on the way in that I'm not drinking, but it's sitting there. And I did pray over the food that I ate. And the glass sits there. But you know what that also made me say? We need to show thanks, gratitude, and show mutual importance, you know, over whatever we consume, whatever we take into our bodies.
I agree. Now, again, that was funny.
Pray more. Pray and show your thanks and your gratitude for everything. For me?
Yeah.
Matthew 6:33. You'll hear me say that, if not every show, every other show, because that's the one that keeps me going. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What is prayer? Nothing other than seeking him, communing with him, acknowledging him. So we do that. Then what we consume, whether it be food, whether it be liquid, we're showing thanks and we're asking for his protection.
Yeah. As well as the nourishment and everything.
Yeah, exactly. We may be feeling safe that what we bought from the supermarket is something, you know, just prepared to eat. But half the time, we really do not know.
Yeah. Well, low key, I was just sitting there, and that's what, like I said, it started off simple, like, you know, just a prayer. But then it was like, well, wow, you know, because food is really... Most of the food that we consume is already dead. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like you're giving praises to the death compared to water. And it's like, but I understand. I mean, in the flesh, that's you know, the equation. But I understand as far as, you know, give thanks for the food that you're about to receive, you know, because it took some practice and order to get it there on the table. I understand the process of the reason for the prayer, but, you know, like I said, when it comes to a lot of people, you don't know what's in the food that you eat nowadays. It's not what's in it, but you don't know who cooked it. You don't know, you know, like, for instance, your Taco Bell.
Gee, thanks. I'm glad I'm eating. I'm done eating. but you're so right. And with me working in the food industry, you're so right. You know, I remember as a kid, like Arby's, they would quickly, you know, we have the meat. You know, we have the meat. I mean, the beef. They labeled what it was that they had, beef. And now, if you listen to them, they have the meat. Okay, so what kind of meat? Is it cow? Is it horse? Is it something that was made in a laboratory? I don't know.
Right. Was it smart? Was it retarded? You know, I mean, excuse me, sorry not to be political, yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, not all cows come out A1 grade, you know?
Exactly. And there's a percentage. I mean, if you really look into it, like, say, with dry goods, like flowers and things like that, there's a small percentage of rodent feces that is permitted to be in there.
Yeah.
Because in the milling process or whatever, there's bound to be rodents. And so, I mean, we don't know what we're eating for real. We eat a little bit of rat poo,
really,
and we eat a little bit of...
I mean, I get a comfort knowing when I make my dish, I made the dish because I know, you know what I mean? But I don't know how long ago that chicken died or, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what the process of, you know, but I know it tastes good when I throw seeds.
And if we
yeah,
come back
I,
to the old days where we raise, when you raise your own vegetables, you raise your own livestock, and you slaughter and eat from there, you don't know what you're eating. And even then, it's predicated by what you're feeding, what you're eating.
Right.
Another whole ball game. You know? We've gotten to the point where
everything is. Now you're getting into the spiritual side of the game. We were just barely touching the flesh.
It's all interconnected. You can't
believe that,
feed your healthy food and then feed your body unhealthy food. It's just like you can't straddle the fence. Either you're for him or you're not.
Amen.
Decisions have to be made. Choices have to be made. And it's coming to a point where we're going to have to make some serious choices because we won't be able to buy in the marketplace unless we're sporting the sign of the enemy.
Right.
And it's time to start doing some thinking and preparing because the epicenter of this battle is around the corner. Persecution.
Yeah, I do so.
Tell somebody you're a lover of Christ. You may forfeit your life right after that statement. It's happening around the world in some other countries, and don't think that America is so fantastic and so great that it can't touch us. Because the hand of God in this spiritual warfare transcends physical boundaries, man-made boundaries. Time to wake up.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
Really?
Things get real interesting. But if you know what you know that God is real, that Christ is the Son of God and is God, and he died for your sins and rose again, you've accepted him as your Lord and Savior, then even in the midst of all the chaos that is to come, you're going to be good. And no matter what we go through on this little short journey of a walk on earth, whether you live to be 100 years or 2 years,
Whatever you went through here ain't nothing compared to what's in store. Eternity is paradise, peace, absence of pain, of love, in the presence of God. That's going to erase any bad, anything that you've ever experienced. Yeah, just walk the walk and don't let the hurdle stop you. Oh, just remember whose you are.
Amen.
Name of it. But that topic that you gave to Automatic, it's powerful as well. Follow while I lead. I see a poem in that, and I've already written the title down. And
you got some thoughts running through the back of my mind right now. That might be what you hear next week.
Oh,
thank
man.
You.
I'm glad to be part of something, part of the future. I'm glad.
There you go. That's another little point of eternity. Because the things that we
okay.
do are eternal.
Later.
Our actions, our words have effects. It's like a ripple effect. And it's going to go out and touch something else. And it's going to affect that something that it touched. And that something that it touched is going to go out and touch something else. Man, look. And you better be mindful of what you say and how you represent yourself and the kingdom that has an effect on the world. What kind of deep when you think about it? It's not deep. But that's okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's what you're bought into when you accept Christ the Lord. And you humbled yourself before God and said, oh, boy, here I am. That's what I have to take. Lord is love. That is some joy along that road.
Yeah, well, that was
I think that
was a very,
okay.
very good freestyle. Mm.
I can't wait to see what comes next.
Okay.
Whatever comes, I know I. And if it's a bad thing, it's going to help me appreciate the good thing. That makes it a good thing, even in the presentation of being a bad thing. It's all in how you perceive it. Something to be grateful for.
It really is at the end
something
of the day.
For. Yeah. Once you remember who you are, nothing should hold you down. I don't care if you're out there a dope thing. The fact that you know that you surrender to God, turn it in. He's going to get you through that. I don't care if you're over your head and build. You're thankful that you got life. You got breath. God has allowed you to survive. And that means there's room for advancement. Be grateful.
Okay.
Beautiful thing.
When you find out whose you are, it opens up. To me, it opens up your third eye. It makes you want to have that intimate relationship as far as getting to know who really cares for you, why they care for
mm-hmm.
you. I mean, a lot of people are lost and confused today because just for the simple fact that they lack knowledge and they don't have that intimate relationship. When I say intimate relationship, I don't mean that you have to lay down with that person in the sense that, you know, as far as having intercourse or anything of that nature. Intimate is getting to know somebody without wanting to hurt them. Getting to know somebody as a unit of one. When it comes to the Creator, there's not enough words to express what the Creator has done, is doing, what he, you know what I mean, what will do. Especially when you open up your heart and your mind and the door and accept who you are. And of course, it's not easy overnight. It's not going to happen in 30 seconds. But the more that you meditate, the more, just like in anything, the more that you study, the more that you give your time into, the more that you invest, you're going to reap what you sow. You're going to feel the results. You're going to see the results.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny. I was looking up the definition of intimate. And it's kind of vague, actually. I mean, closely acquainted, familiar, involving a very close connection, but private and personal. I think intimate, for me anyway, intimate means a little close. And like you said, it's not sexual. There's nothing sexual about intimacy. It's just, I think, entering in a place with someone where the walls come down, where you trust them enough to let them see you for who you truly are, and vice versa.
Yeah, secure.
It's an honor, and it's a very vulnerable place to be, to become intimate with someone.
Okay. Very.
To trust them enough to bear yourself without fear of pride or it being used against you.
And you got to come to a humbling position.
Definitely do. That was kind of disappointing to me to agree on what they had as the definition of intimate. But that was just a quick tool. I'm sure if you did your research, you would see a much deeper meaning toward it, particularly if you go back to the root of the word, which I think it came from a Latin word, which a lot of our language does. But anywho, that's your homework for today. Do some research on the word intimate. And you know what? And I'm saying this for me as well. And think about it in relation to your relationship with God. So we can determine whether we have an intimate relationship or if we get intimate in lip service.
Right.
See what you just started? Y'all, he did it. He the one who started this homework.
Well, Paul, I just want to invite all my brothers and sisters, all everybody out there that's listening, paying attention to the Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Radio Show. Tonight we're having open mic. Join us. Your host, Paul Sampson. Me, your boy Alonzo, on a profanity-free praise and prayer platform. You got a piece, call in. Number here, 319-527-6300. And with that being said, we're gonna go pay some bills real quick, and then we're gonna come back and we're gonna go to the lines. Is that all right with you, Paul?
Sir, yes, sir. Sound like you know what you're doing, my brother. Where you lead, I'm a follow while you. Is that what you said earlier?
Hey! I'm a follow while you lead. Look, somebody had to start the game. Somebody had to play the dog.
That part.
Oh man! But yeah, definitely we're gonna catch up with you guys after these.
The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, it is your strength. Come on and help me sing it.
The joy.
Somebody needs to know today.
Joy of the Lord.
Oh,
the joy.
The joy of the Lord.
Say,
yeah.
The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Oh, 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 oh.
good evening to Epiphany. Your host, Paul Sampson. Sanity Free Praise and Prayer Platform. Paul?
That'd be us. Right there at the inspiration pack. This is where we do poetry and praise. That part.
I think I got that from you. I started listening, realizing that phrase that they use now. That part.
I like that.
Don't mind me. I'm a little late. I'm a little slow. You know, that happens with the generational differences. But that's okay. I'm trying.
I say it repetitively, so, you know, some things, my mom always say I have an addictive personality. So it's just the blessing and the curse sometimes.
Hey.
Hey, yeah, hey, it's right. But, hey, want to give a special shout-out to the Epiphany of for Real Radio Entertainment Network and Raw Links for being the sponsors. And I definitely want to give a shout out to author Larry Maddox as the CEO starting this platform. Without that, gentlemen, we would not be here. You would not be listening to our lovely voices soothing your ears. But
that's my old hitter right there. That's my dude. That's the original
really,
OG.
No, both. All of them brand new, you know, brand new and brothers to me. Like I said, I'm the baby of the bunch, so brand new to the game, and they've been treating me nice. They've been treating me right since day one, so nothing but love and respect. Turn.
Yeah. You know, this is nothing but family over here at Epiphany, man, though. You could be down, feeling like, I don't know what, and just reach out to one member of Epiphany before you know it. The whole family done ganged up on you, and you no longer feel that way. I mean, this is true family in here. You know, I got much love and respect for the entire Epiphany. I mean, like I said, it's family, so we fuss with each other, get on each other's nerves, and that's what family do. But at the end of the day, I could be mad at my family, and I'm still there for my family despite being mad, you know. It's a family. That's what we are. We love one another. And that means we love you, too, because you part of the family now. We family now.
Oh, man. And on that note.
You know what?
We're going to get back.
Going to give it what? Go ahead.
No, I was going to say on that note, we're going to get back into the situation at hand. With that being this open mic, we want the audience out there to give us a call, 319-527-6300. Across the nation, I might want to throw that out there. Don't forget to push 1 if you want to be heard. But looks like we have somebody that has called in. 815, you are now live in the storm.
Yeah, absolutely. Another freestyle artist. I don't know what's going on with the freestyle on tonight. You know, brother Automatic was trying to allude towards you freestyling, Alonzo. I don't know. Maybe Gina's on the same page with that. I don't know. We'll have to see what she says. Hey, Gina.
Happy Sunday, guys.
Did I get out of that real good, Alonzo?
That was a good one, though.
Happy Sunday.
I love it. I love it here. I hate when I miss church, so I'm glad to be here.
We're glad to have you, Jim.
Oh, yeah. I need to praise. I need to worship. And I need to poet with other Christians at least once a week.
Because I know you got praises after last week you had all of the mini-me's with you?
Oh, I didn't just have my grandchildren, my daughter's kids. Her best friend, Addie, is my bonus child, so I had her two daughters, too. And then when her sister, Evie, found out that Addie and Stephanie's girls were all here, she said, do you want me to bring my big boy for your grandson? I don't know how or why, but I said yes, and nobody was injured.
And you had a good time.
Somebody fanned her off. Somebody fanned her off.
But I have a look. I have a wooden spoon and we will use it. My grandkids know it. So, yeah, nobody got hurt. They had a wonderful time, honestly. They just went back to school, and now they don't have school on Monday. So I'm like, wow.
You going real old school with that, Gina.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah,
I'm real old school.
I got the metal spoon, so.
No, them wooden ones got that metal beat all day long. They supposed to be decorations to hang up all in the kitchen.
Oh, my God.
They come off the wall and across your back side with the quickness.
Mm.
Trust and believe.
Oh, yeah.
This is experience talking.
Uh-huh.
On both sides. Now, see, that shows you how old school it is. I can remember getting my butt toe up with that wooden spoon, and I can remember tearing up some butts with that wooden spoon. So it's tried and true and been around for a while.
Yeah, just believe. It ain't broke. Let's keep going.
That's right.
What does the word say about sparing the rod?
For the child. Like, my mother's favorite was like, I'm not going to visit you at the penitentiary. Who going to prison? I guess she was thinking that was it. The only way that she was going to keep us out of jail was to beat it out of us. But, yeah, we didn't get arrested.
I guess it worked, huh?
Hey, got to figure something out. Them old school moms don't play.
They need to come back.
Oh, yeah. And there's a whole generation that didn't get that, and they're going to be lost.
So, I mean, as we have the opportunity, we need to bring some of that old school morals, values, thought process to the younger ones, because you can't be mad at them if they never knew.
Yes, that's true. They say if you know better, you
don't do no good to point fingers.
Never knew.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's not hopeless. But we got to do more seasoned folks. Got to do our part.
Oh yeah, I'm part of my village. Absolutely.
All the children around me have manners, and I tell a parent in a minute, you cannot drop your child off here if I can't put my hands on them.
Oh, I spank, and I say that right out. Anybody to their face, because I need you to know this. If it comes to that, I'm going to use
that.
Take
you know, God, children, all of that. They'll tell you, Uncle Paul beats your children.
Oh, yeah.
And I tell them that.
And I say this.
Just let them know what that
you don't even have to always spank. They have to know it's an option. You know what I mean?
Right.
He's just talking about it, but ain't nobody ever got the spoon. That's just a conversation. Until somebody finds out. All bets are off and everybody just falls into line. It only takes one. You want to spank one, and then that should be the end of that.
Wait a minute. I'm the oldest child. I caught on.
Oh, shoot.
Yes.
So you know exactly what we're talking about.
That oldest child category as well. That's my spot.
Yeah.
You know what's, I know we all off topic. I know we all off topic and just bouncing around, but y'all just made me think of my great nephews and nieces. It was so hilarious to hear them in the room thinking that they were out of earshot when, you know, something happened. And we're telling them, all right, now y'all need to come out here and somebody need to tell the truth. They're in there trying to decide which one of them is going to take one for the team and own them to it. And to hear them, because, you know, hear them talk about, you know, we're going to get beat, so instead of all of us getting beat, why don't just one of them do it for everybody? And they were actually rationalizing this. And me and their mother were in the living room, I mean, in tears, crying, laughing. But then keeping a stern, straight face when they come back down finally. And we managed to pull it off. But, yeah, they took turns on who was going to take one for the team because they knew a beating was coming, but what they did. It's crazy.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Buddy.
Y'all have to excuse me for that little rabbit trail.
No, it's okay. No. You know what I mean? With that being said and everything like that, I mean, I really had to cut it short. But, you know, Ms. Storm, we got 15 minutes left. Do you have a piece? I don't want to cut you off. I don't want the radio show to cut you off.
Believe it or not, I don't have any I really like 5 minutes, so I can be in and out like a robbery. I can either read something that I wrote or freestyle.
Okay, okay.
So it won't cut her off. But we're coming up to that 11 o'clock hour where if you're listening online and you wish to call in, you have to do so before 11 o'clock or you won't be able to do so after that.
So oh, okay.
We can rock out.
Corrected.
That's okay. Look, this is your first time holding the helm, and you're doing one heck of a job, bro. Giving you your props, okay?
Thank you.
I'm a thief myself. I can't remember everything, so I figured you might forget 1 point here. That's why it's called doing this together, my bro.
Indeed. Two heads are better than one, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That part.
All right.
So,
all right, so Gina. Get her.
So I found something that I wrote some months back, but I'm going to read it because it's very relatable because I know friends who are struggling currently in a situation and they are looking in all the wrong places for their help. So, yeah, I got a piece. Thank you. I can feel, again, finally, for the first time in quite some time, I don't know how it came to be, but I messed around and got neuropathy. It's been causing numbness and loss of feelings and sensations that I need desperately to feel properly. This mess has often been centralized in the bottoms of my feet. My fingertips frequently went to that place. I rarely cried, screamed, or asked God why. I'm thrilled. Because for the most part, I have been restored and healed. Some of you don't know this, but the ones that do have to remember that I was wheelchair-bound and mute, unable to chew solid foods, drinking clear liquids without a thickening agent. And for decades, I've always had pain, every single day, really. Sometimes excruciating and tremendously, but it has been physically, mentally, and emotionally easy to find and feel sometimes that I'm being trapped. Because I'm in this broken body because of a misdiagnosis. Can I feel any worse? No. But that's okay. Because I'm not focusing on the pain. I'm here to help and encourage others. Fathers, sons, daughters, mothers. Like no other. I'm going to be humbled and grateful every day for the things that I've overcome. Each test was just part of my testimony. And then some. I can feel a shift and a change in my life and not just my body. Stay tuned as I evolve further. And my life gives me another testimony. I'm not a just fiber, but I believe in the power of prayer. Mind over matter, positivity have aided me in staying here. So if you're struggling, look to me. Since I overcame, I know you can too. Hold your shaky hand and I got you. I can feel the hesitation sometimes when people have never heard this before and they don't believe that they can believe me, but they can. I will assure it. It's okay. Don't just swallow it because it will end if you don't wallow in it. Sometimes when I first was able to get back down on my knees, I would pray for hours till I had to stay that way. Then I slowly stand up and I would do a praise dance to thank him in his mighty name. So the people who don't know God don't actually know where to look. I know from where my help comes. I'm Gina Storm, and that's my piece.
I got to work on this plot. I like your piece. It really went through some things, and you could tell in that piece. And it is a good thing that you are a strong believer in the name. That has led substances to get you through your journey. So, that's one of them pieces that, there's a lot of people that are going through some things. they don't like to reach out and talk to people. That piece right there, I feel like, is one of the pieces that will reach out to people that, that don't like to talk. It's a voice for a lot of people.
Yeah, it's important, I believe, always to look at things from someone else's perspective. I mean, just because I'm positive and optimistic doesn't mean that my life is perfect. It seems that way on the surface, but deep inside there are a lot of things going on underneath that I don't know anything about. But the reason I can still laugh and talk to others and smile and be inspirational with my pen is because God's amazing. He's grateful. He's done it for me before, and he'll do it for me again. And if you don't know him, you need to get to, because I feel like the best thing that ever happened to me is having my relationship with him. And it just strengthens me. Everything that I've gone through, I never look at it like, oh, why me? How can this be? Am I being punished for something? No, I'm not. I'm strong and I'm a fighter, and I will always survive because I'm not alone in this fight.
That part. That part.
All right, y'all. I love you here. Look at that. Like I said, I know the time is coming very near. Thank you guys so much for the opportunity. Thank you for the mic. Pastor, Paul, you've been my pastor for years. I love it here. I love church. I love to be in the sanctuary. I can go to the Praise Lounge next. Oh, Saturday coming, just Jay and I. 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we will be doing the Just Jay and Gina Storm. I don't know if we're going to if we just having an open mic or if we have something that we want to discuss. Jay and I are going to have a meeting about that in the morning. But I'll see you guys out here in the Epiphany Universe. One love, one mic.
One mic.
Thank you so much. That piece was like that. Man, look at here, look at here. Time so fast.
Look at here, boy, look at here.
I lost.
In the songs.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Yes.
This coming up today.
Praise, power, powerful, poetry, fellowship, church.
You know, it's amazing, the power of the pen. You know, I hear that, you know, the pen is mighty and the sword, so on and so forth and all that. But it really materializes and becomes really known to me when I hear something, people say, or when I write something, it's just touched. There is a lot of power in this book. So I'd like to encourage anybody who writes, don't ever think that what you've written doesn't have a reason or has power behind it. You might not know what it's written for, but you got to put it out there and let God take it and take it to where he wanted it to go when he inspired you to write it.
Right.
Never think just for you, because it is. 9 times out of 10, you have nothing to do with it. You're just the tool or the vessel that God's using to touch someone else. Share your work. Aaron, let somebody else be blessed by what you are blessed to write. And that's all I got to say about that.
Man. I thank God for this platform. I thank God for everything that, there's nothing new under the sun, as I said. And so it's, it all goes back to the whole intimacy, the relationship. You know, in order to find peace in your life, you gotta have a purpose. And really not going to find your purpose unless you know who you are. And, so once you come to that humbling situation where you find out who you are, you start actually building on that relationship. It's like building a house. It comes with a foundation, comes with walls, comes with some insulation, roof, doors so you can go in and out, windows so you can see the sunshine, things of that nature. You gotta build on that the same way in your relationship. And when it comes to your creator, that's the whole thing. At the end of the day, if you don't know your purpose, you really got to sit down to yourself and ask yourself a few questions. Yeah. Particularly the questions that's going to get you closer to the Creator. What brought you there? Who put you there?
And I think if you know, like I do, there's only one person who's able to do all of that and then more.
Amen. Amen. So, Brother Paul.
Yes, sir.
I feel like we're gonna go out one more time and pay some bills. I don't know if you want to go out with the prayer on the way in or back or.
Well, why don't we do this? Give the public service announcement, the rundown of the week with the Tiffany. Then we'll pray. Then we can do some music until we don't want to do no more music.
Indeed.
Well, let's do this. I'm going to give a public service announcement. Then following that, if you would be so kind, you can give the weekly rundown. I just sent that over to you. I'm not going to play you under the bus like that. I just sent the weekly rundown to you in a text.
Oh, okay. Well, you just threw me under the bus. People ain't supposed to know that.
Well, see, they know it for a long time. I didn't know it. Dan wasn't here. I was in trouble. I was finagling my way out of it, just telling something generic. But yeah. So, I'm not going to do that to you.
Okay.
I'm going to give you anything for that one. And then I'll pray us out,
yeah.
And then we can listen to you. Listen there.
Sounds good to me.
The public. Perfect. A public service announcement is, if you're curious, if you have any doubts, or even if you're somebody that walks and has already reached this point, anything about Jesus the Christ and this relationship that you hear us talking about, our relationship with God, and you're curious about it, want to know how to go about doing this, or anything, feel free to reach me, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, on Facebook. Or every Sunday night here, you can reach out to my brother Alonzo Lewis on Facebook, Van Meadows on Facebook. We'd be happy to show you through Scripture what it is that brought us to this understanding. But the final decision is up to you, but we'll help you along with that decision. And I don't think you'll be disappointed once you do. But just let us know. Now, back to you, Alonzo, for the weekly rundown.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. And for the weekly rundown here at the Epiphany for Real Entertainment Network on Sundays, it's yours truly with your host, Paul Sampson, and your boy, Alonzo. On the profanity praise pray platform. I'm over here stuttering. Hold on, let me inhale, exhale. Monday night, you got your Kings and Queens Quarters. Tuesday night, you have your War Council. Wednesday night, you have Erotic Love Zone. Thursday night, you have the Get Down. Friday, Renaissance Poetry. Saturday, Just I and Gina Storm Show. I don't know, Just I, huh? Just Jay. I said Just Jay. It's time for me to get my left cataract fixed. But that is our weekly rundown, and that is it there, Brother Paul. Back to you.
Yeah, that shows you every night of the week on Epiphany there's something. So that means call in 9 p.m. 319-527-6300. Sunday through Sunday, you can hang out with us. Now, if you Join me at this point. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the platform and for your presence this evening, Father. We thank you for utilizing us and the gift that you gave us, Lord, to just spread your word, spread encouragement, spread empowerment to someone else. We ask that you continue to use us. Father God, we ask that you would place your loving arms around those that are suffering, that are in pain, with illnesses, with loss, with financial problems, Father God. Show up in their lives, Father God. Let them remind them that you are there. Some of us need your life. Father God, we just ask you to keep us safe until we meet again here next Sunday, that you allow us to walk forth from here, empowered to begin this next oncoming week with you first, Father. God, we praise your mighty name, and I sing the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen.
Say yeah. How I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. White you fly, by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Got you acting like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, playing cards, laughing hard, barbecue and waking up the whole block. Music loud, turning out, little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good, and every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change, you're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. You wonder why I'm loving life. Come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.